We're doing the Magid Midovna. We're up to the 12th chapter of the Shaar HaYira. The Magid Midovna has been talking about the concept of being a God-fearing person, and he broke it up into many segments. And he continues and says, "Atan ve'er," and now we will explain Yiram Chuyevet Becholet Lifratei Bnei Adam, that different people have a certain level of being a God-fearing person that's obligatory upon them at all times. In the previous chapter, he described that in the period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so that's a period where a person is supposed to grow and is in the level of being a God-fearing person. So he said there are times when a person has to focus on this. And now he says there are people who have a level of Yirat Shamayim that's obligatory at all times. So we could divide people into two types. Hakata Achat is going to begin with one type of person, the greatest tzaddikim on the planet. So you'll ask me, why do I have to read about them? I don't know. But he does describe it to us, so we'll read it. He's talking about the biggest tzaddikim in the world. They are the people who have such a mighty heart that they have a right to everything they get in this world. Meaning most people in the world have no right to all the gift that God gives them. God showers us with gifts, and we don't earn our keep here on the planet. Then you have people who are so righteous that they do earn their keep, that they have a right to everything they get in this world. That the Talmud mentions these people, like Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was one of these pious people that a heavenly voice would come out daily and say, the whole world is getting their parnasa, they're getting their wages, and the merit that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa is such a tzaddik. And my Rabbi Hanina, my son Rabbi Hanina, he only gets a small volume of carob every week. Think about it, the volume of maybe 2 Coke bottles of carobs. That's what he and his wife would live off of every week. The whole world was making a living off of his merits. But he was okay with just 2 Coke bottles worth of carob. Pretty dull breakfast, no Cheerios for him. Those are those giant shepherds, the righteous, the men who have beautiful actions to their reputation. So these people who are so pious, their level of being a God-fearing person, it's fitting that it's on a tremendous level. Because our sages said about them, that the more righteous a person is, the more God holds him to perfection. So a righteous person, our sages said, that God holds him to a hair's width. And the verse says in Job, that God, so to speak, says, even his most faithful servant, even his angels, don't live up to perfection. And we know Aaron the high priest, Aaron the Kohen Gadol, had 2 sons, Nadav and Avihu, and when they were killed by a heavenly fire, Moshe says, "Hu asher diber Hashem lemo bikrovai yekadesh." That's what God initially said, that I will be sanctified by those who are closest to me. And then all the nation will suddenly realize my honor, and Aaron was silent. Ki Aaron haya mishtomem meod al charitzat hamishpat. Aaron was stunned. Aaron suddenly saw his 2 sons were burnt to death. Bam! What a judgment! In 1 second, his 2 sons are in the Holy of Holies, and they're burnt to death. A heavenly fire comes and burns them. So Aaron is standing there in stunned silence. So Moshe comes to his brother Aaron and says, let me tell you the secret. Asher mishpete Hashem bivnei adam hem kefi itchalfut madrigatam umalatam. When God judges a person, so different people are judged differently. The greater you are, the more God holds a person to task, to perfection. Because every person has a different responsibility in this world. The greater a person, the more responsibility he has. And so God holds him to a higher standard. That's what Moshe tells Aaron. God says, I will be sanctified by those closest to me. They were so holy that God held them to the highest level of perfection. And that's why they shouldn't have erred in their service before Hashem. If other Kohanim would have made a mistake, fire doesn't come down and burn them. The fact that fire came down and burnt your two sons is an indication of how holy they were, that God held them to such a high level. And the Magen Midovna has just begun explaining this. We will continue with Zachem next time.